This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
This podcast is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. For more than 20 years, Premier's expert surgeons have helped thousands of East Tennessee patients in the fight against breast cancer.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong, better rates and better service, atscu.com. Our telephone number here is 865-255-03. Let me ask you guys this. Touchdown Turnover, that you are still confident that Tennessee can beat South Carolina on Saturday, and the Alabama game didn't do much to maybe change your mind from that going into the game. So, in short, touchdown turnover, you're still confident that Tennessee can beat South Carolina, touchdown or turnover?
That's a touchdown for me. I don't think that this game really moved the needle for me in almost any direction at all. It's just kind of a wash with a team that's that good, where Alabama's just, God, they're on another level, man. And you saw some encouraging stuff. Obviously, the play of Juwan Jennings was so good. You have him, as long as he stays healthy, you have him playing at a really high level right now, and that's great. There are things like that to take away from this game. Another defensive touchdown. That's something to take away from this game. So I definitely still have plenty of confidence in Tennessee being able to go to Columbia and at the very least put up a really good fight. Am I confident that they're going to win? I would say no, not right now. But can they go in there and compete right there with South Carolina? Absolutely. And I think they will. So that's my opinion there. But Ben, what do you have to say?
I am still confident that Tennessee can beat South Carolina. So I do say touchdown, but I am a little less confident because of injuries. I thought the injuries really started to pile up there for a moment. I don't know what to expect from Keller Chris if he has to start on Saturday, so I hope that Jarrett Garantano will be good to go. But you saw Corte Sapp, he went off the field with a shoulder injury. He was able to come back. You had Josh Palmer have a scary, scary situation there on the sideline. Thankfully, he was able to pop back up and run off the field. And then you were already without Dominic Wood Anderson and Micah Abernathy. And with Tennessee's current depth situation, Tennessee can't afford to be missing a ton of players. So if several of those guys can't go against South Carolina, I would feel less confident and maybe say turnover. But as of today, not knowing what the injury situation will be for Saturday, I say touchdown.
865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. I'm going to say touchdown, too. And let's get to the phones. Let's get to Mark. I got touchdown. I think South Carolina has a few holes, and I'm sure we'll get to that at some point this week. But I still believe that Tennessee can go on the road and beat South Carolina. I think Tennessee may possibly play better on the road, less pressure. We saw how they played against Auburn. We saw how they played a little bit better on the road against Georgia than they did at home in other games. I still like Tennessee this week, and the injuries are concerning, but I think Dominic Wood Anderson with the hamstring, there's no point letting him play and making it worse. Get you another week of rehab and treatment, and hopefully he is ready this weekend. Let's get to Mark. Mark, good morning.
Bueno, my brother, what's happening?
What's going on, Mark? Good morning.
Hey, man, it's a great day. It's a great day to be alive. Hey, I got a few things I want to touch on, man. On your attaboy there with the man with one hand, you can do anything if you got the mind and heart for it. You can do anything in this world you want to do.
That's right.
I'd like to throw out an attaboy to the proud, to the Tennessee band for striking up Rocky Top right in the middle of Alabama's fight, or game-winning rammer, jammer, stupid song they sing every time they kick somebody's butt. They struck up right as they did, so I didn't have to hear that crap in my stadium. Well, our stadium.
Yeah. It's yours. It's your stadium.
Yeah, I pay for one seat anyway.
Yeah, it's yours.
Here's what I got, bro. We came to the game and had the time of my life, me and my brother. I mean, had a great time, watched SEC Nation, hung around with a bunch of different folks, went to a bunch of different tailgates, strolled in the game, and we laid an egg. We actually pulled up our skirt and laid on the ground and let them do whatever they wanted to us the first quarter.
All right. Easy.
That's what happened. There wasn't a player in Orange that wanted anything of Alabama except number 15. And that is our spark. That is our only dog that we had in the first quarter. And then he came on. And they,
I think there's other players who I mean, Pruitt said there were you know, what, 5 or 6 on offense, 5 or 6 on defense. I think there's been – it's more than Juwan, but Juwan stands out so much because he's so demonstrative. But
exactly,
you know,
right.
You know, Kyle Phillips, you can't deny that he wanted it. I mean, he wanted to go score that play. I think he did hit.
That wasn't the first quarter, bro. That wasn't the first quarter. I said the first quarter. The rest of the game, second, third quarter, I've seen us come alive. We started playing like Tennessee, and I was pretty happy from there on out. Now, I was pretty pissed off at the fans. I don't like seeing 40,000 Alabama fans, and I don't like the guy behind me going, Saban, swinging Saban through all the holes in his teeth. I didn't want to hear that all day. But,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is. It's the chance. We gave them our best shot, and they are bigger, faster, stronger, and that is our fault that they are bigger, faster, stronger. We have every opportunity to make our guys bigger, faster, stronger, too. But our administration hired idiots for coaches, and our idiot coaches hired idiot strength and condition coaches, and we got what we got, but we're going to get it fixed, bro. It's broken, but it ain't unfixable, baby. Go Vols.
Thank you, Mark. It's going to take some time to fix that. I told you, you know, you were going in the wrong direction with the strength and conditioning program, and now that you have a good coach, you're happy that you got a good coach, but it doesn't, in a snap of a finger, put you even with all the folks who've had great strength and conditioning programs and consistent strength and conditioning programs and coaches during the times when we were going in reverse. So you got to make up ground there. You do. Some of it is recruiting. Some of it is the work you do in the weight room. But it's clear that we are a little bit behind when it comes to that. And it's glaring when you play teams like Alabama. It's glaring. Scott Cochran, he's been there for forever. He has a system in place. And it's not any turnover. It's consistent, and you can tell that they have everything going on with the strength conditioning program. We're trying to get back to that point, but I thought more guys came out in the first quarter and played and swung other than Juwan. But I think Juwan gets a lot of recognition because, again, he is very demonstrative. He pumps his fist. He gets excited. He gets pumped up. He's vocal. But I saw some other guys out there straining a little bit and trying to play and give their all. I thought some other guys were afraid. Maybe the moment was too big for him. That's something that Pruitt said. Maybe that's just the case, that some guys they were shrinking when they saw big bad Alabama coming to town. With guys like Juwan, it's like, oh yeah, bring it on. A challenge against the best. Oh yeah, we may lose, but I'm going to win my battle. Like, that's how you should have entered this football game if you are a Tennessee football player. And that wasn't always the case. Come and see why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet. Lifetime warranty on new and pre-owned vehicles with a lifetime warranty from Beatty Chevrolet. Ask your friends and family about Beatty Chevrolet. Parkside Drive, home of the warranty for life. New car starting at $13,995. We'll take our first break of hour two here on the show. Swain Event, be right back.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken. Not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue, located located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today. We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells and what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
If you aren't following the Swain event on Twitter, then are you even on Twitter? Hit that follow button. It's the right thing to do.
New Silverado trucks with up to $13,000 off of their MSRP. New Equinox crossovers, $6,500 off of MSRP. New Tahoe Suburban, $15,000 off. New Corvette with up to $9,000 off. Come see why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet, BeattyChevrolet.com. That's where we are today. And talking Tennessee, Alabama, moving on, South Carolina here in a few days. You have to be able to throw this game away if you are Tennessee. And I don't mean throw the game away and not learn anything from it, but you got to be able to move on and get ready for South Carolina. I don't care if Tennessee would have beaten Alabama. It is Monday. You got to move on. You got to move on. And physically, you can't let Alabama beat you twice. When they beat you in the game, then they beat you up, and then you can't compete the rest of the season. I hope that's not the case for guys like Josh Palmer and Cortez Sapp. All things about Jared has come back to be positive. He did get tested for some hits that may have impacted his ribs, but they're not broken. He's just bruised, and it's all about him handling pain. When you hurt your ribs, it's hard to breathe. You kind of need to be able to breathe if you're going to be playing football.
Seems important.
You got to be able to breathe. So that's the thing about injured ribs, is it affects the way you breathe. And if he is managed correctly during the week, and I'm sure he's going to take some medicine there at game time, he should be okay. I think that is a lesson for him about being better about identifying the blitz. It's kind of like touching the hot stove. It's like, no, don't touch the stove. But, you know, we all got to touch the stove just to make sure. Or we have to touch that hot iron to make sure that our parents were right in telling us not to touch it. They told us it was hot, but we have to find out ourselves. And then we find out, we go, okay, yeah, that's hot. I'm not touching that again. I'm pretty sure Jerry has been told, hey, man, you got to do this or do that pre-snap. Well, those hits that he took against Alabama, maybe that's him touching the hot stove. Maybe he has more of a sense of urgency to figure that stuff out. And Jared wants to be great. Jared is tough. Jared is smart. And he's talented. But he has to do a better job of pre-snap. I can't sit here and tell you anything different. I would be lying to you. I would also be lying to you if I said that Killer Chris gave Tennessee the best chance to win football games based on everything that I've seen and heard. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't care who the quarterback is as long as Tennessee wins. And, again, I think Jared gives Tennessee the right, the best chance to win. Let's go ahead and get this out the way. And that is the whole cigar thing. I'm not upset like others.
Specifically with Butch.
Yeah, Butch.
Smoking one and getting pictures taken
Butch,
of himself.
Butch had a cigar in his hand, in his mouth, celebrating as Alabama assistant, analyst, intern, whatever. And a lot of folks are upset about it. I'm not upset about it because I actually feel bad for Butch because he still doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. And you look at Steve Sarkisian, you look at Lane Kiffin, Mike Loxley, Tosh LePoy, Kevin Steele. I look at all these coaches, whether they were head coaches or assistant coaches, that hit some type of bump in the road, whether they had some NCAA issues or they got fired at previous jobs. They have been able to kind of resurrect their careers going to Alabama. And that was supposed to be the goal for Butch Jones, going to Alabama and learning from a dude like Nick Saban. And Butch just showed us that he has not learned one thing. He's still talking about with people 9 win seasons back-to-back and bowl games. He's still talking about that. He was still talking about that Saturday. He was telling players how much he loved them, some of our Tennessee football players, how much that he loves them. People that he ain't talked to since he left, but you love them. And then you go in the locker room and you smoke a cigar as if you actually did anything at Alabama. You don't do anything, man. Nick Saban can say you do stuff. You don't move the needle. You celebrating as an Alabama interim or intern or whatever is basically you celebrating your own failures because
it's your fault Tennessee is bad.
That's the roster you put together.
Yeah.
You and Bob Weldon. Bob Weldon was smart enough to not allow himself to be photographed smoking a cigar. That is the roster you put together. You put together that roster. You're the reason why some of these dudes don't have it mentally and emotionally. You're the reason. You're celebrating because you changed the toilet paper in the complex in Alabama, so you think you had a lot to do with that win? You think getting doused with Gatorade, you think that's a good look? That's not a good look. Butch, your family still lives in Knoxville. I was driving down the street last week and saw Barb in my rearview mirror. Why would you do that with your family still living here? It's no awareness. It's always been about him. Always. It's not about anybody else except Butch. It's about him. Yep. It's the watches. I got the shoes. I got the Game of Thrones edit that's about me. I go to the marketing department at Tennessee when I was a head coach, and I'm in the meetings making sure that I'm on the face of cups What? You're spending your time with the marketing people, making sure that your face is on cups. You're trying to get your name and your face on the Jumbotron. That's what his problem is. It's always about him. And it's gotten him in trouble. And Saturday was proof that he hasn't learned much. You're supposed to go down there and learn from the best college coach ever. But instead, he just proved to us that he ain't learned a damn thing. It's about him. And I feel sorry for the dude because he's so insecure. He, and this is no shot at the band because the band is awesome, but Butch has an identity crisis. Yeah. He's a band member. He's a band member who wanted to be good at football, who was never good at football, who wanted to be a coach, and was never good at being a head coach at the big-time level. And so this is just a defense mechanism for Butch Jones. He is insecure. He's not comfortable in his own skin. And honestly, I feel bad for the dude.
I would if he wasn't, you know, getting paid $10 million.
It ain't about
by
money.
University of Tennessee.
It ain't about money. See, so a lot of people think.
I just can't in that scenario. Again, I don't have pity money on him. But
people think money equals happiness, and if you feel that way, I just think you may be a little disconnected from what life is really about. Money doesn't buy happiness. There's people who are millionaires and billionaires who commit suicide all the time.
Yeah.
Because the money puts you in a different league where you can't be around normal people. You're different. Sometimes you're lonely. You're treated differently. Money is not what makes Butch Jones happy. It's the validation. It's the power.
Clearly.
Butch was making $4 million a year here and was powerful. And he wasn't happy. He was miserable. Did you see the weight that he gained being the head coach? You see how run down he looked? It's not about money for him. It ain't about money. So you can give him $10 million a month. The dude still won't be happy because deep down inside, he knows he's a band member. He's a trumpet player. And that's no offense to band members because band members know their role.
Yeah, band members aren't in the locker room trying to.
Band members are band members, and they know that they are a clarinet player. Butch is a clarinet player who thinks he's a football coach. He has identity issues. He's in an identity crisis.
Yeah, he's still very much.
It's not about money, man.
What I
dude
saw
lost.
What I saw in that picture is very much that he still has that small man syndrome. That he feels like he doesn't fit in because, to me, it looked like those players were clowning on him. And he wasn't in on the joke at all. I think I saw Mark Nagy on Twitter say something similar to that. Like, Butch. These players realize that you're the reason, that he's the reason Tennessee is bad, or the primary reason. And they're mocking him, you know, with the Gatorade bath. And you know, saying, oh, you finally get to be on the winning side of this. Here's a cigar. They're joking on you. And you're not in on the joke. But he wants to fit in so badly. He wants to have that like you said, validation. That he's gonna send out that picture with a cigar and you know celebrate with the players the way he did, even though he had nothing to do with that win. It's embarrassing. And yeah, I mean, I guess I agree. In some sense, I do feel bad for him because for some reason, he can't find that peace within himself with who he is as a person. And it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch. And that should infuriate Tennessee fans because Butch is, I mean, he's cashing out on Tennessee right now and acting like an idiot and, you know, whatever. Congrats to him. He somehow, you know, the greatest job in the world is a failed college football coach. Good Lord. But, yeah, he's still, he hasn't taken any notes, it seems, from Saban, really.
Hey, money.
You got to stop caring about that stuff.
Money's important. Money is like oxygen. You got to have it to live, no doubt about it. But money doesn't make you. Money doesn't define you. Money reveals who you really are as a person. That's what money does. It reveals who you really are as a person. And if my family was living in Knoxville, and I'm down there at Alabama, trying to resurrect my career. I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm smoking a cigar and rubbing it in. Yeah. Try to be a position coach at Alabama. Like, I don't think he's even good enough to be a position coach.
Not right now.
You're an intern right now. I would be a little bit more humble if I was him. But, again, it just shows mentally where he is. But
yeah,
it's about him. He doesn't get it.
You would think that if he was truly self-aware, his response in that situation would be, no cigar, because the only way I really contributed to this game was putting a terrible roster together for Tennessee, or one that can't win at the same play at the same level as Alabama. And if he was truly self-aware, he would see that and he would say, the main thing I brought to the table in this game is a bad Tennessee team and nothing for Alabama. I don't know how he sees the world, but it's not how a lot of other people see him, and it's embarrassing.
What's disappointing is Tennessee lifers. I mean, people that have been around the Tennessee athletic program or Tennessee for 15, 20, 25, 30 years. And they are seen hugging up on Butch Jones pregame. Do you realize he doesn't care about you or Tennessee? He don't care about Tennessee. Wake up.
Tell him
he cares about Butch Jones.
Yep.
That's why he tried to get an extension after winning 7 or 8 games. Because he knew that people were going to find out that he was a fraud. He knew that. That's why he was trying to get more money when he had the chance. He don't care about you. He don't care about Tennessee. He cares about one person. That is Butch Jones. Period. That's why the picture doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. It does not surprise me. And I actually feel bad for him. I feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for me or Tennessee. Because Tennessee doesn't have him as a coach. I'm happy with the coach that we have. I'm happy in the direction that we're going. And to be quite honest, I'll be cool if we don't even talk about Butch Jones. But I understand how hard it is because we're talking about a football team that has his fingerprints all over it still.
Yep.
And Butch Jones, Jermaine Pruitt is trying to wipe them off. He's trying to wipe them off with a toothbrush on a large floor. That's what he's trying to do. And it takes time to do that. So it's really hard not to talk about Butch Jones because, again, this is most of his players. But I'm not going to harp on Butch Jones like other people seem to be doing this week and in the past. I'm kind of ready to move on and talk about who we have now and the people that we have in place currently. 865-255-03, Hour 2, brought to you by Alumni Hall, alumnihall.com. Be right back.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232, savings off NSRV, including all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit. Let's finance your GM. Offer expires 8/31.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man. Select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Street Vol on the on-air text box this morning. I honestly don't know what Street Vol is talking about. I'm going to read what he said.
Okay.
Yeah. He says, Swain, I don't want to hear it. Keller did more than JG. Saban brought the house on JG. I didn't see one blitz on Keller. Saban called off the dogs halfway through the third. JG is our quarterback. When have I said JG was not our quarterback? That's all I've said today.
That's what we said.
If you can't look at that football game and not say that Keller didn't do more than JG, I don't know if you are blind or you have some type of, you know, vision issue. Keller threw two touchdowns. He threw two touchdowns.
Perhaps if I can give Streetball the benefit of the doubt here, perhaps he did not hear hour one where we fleshed all of this out and said pretty much exactly what
he said.
What Streetball is saying here.
That's
yeah.
That's like me saying, yeah, man, it's 36 degrees. And then someone calls and saying, Swain, let me tell you something about how wrong you are, man. It's 36 degrees outside. I said that. Keller had a better game Saturday. Yes. But it's about being consistent in practice and in the games. JG has proven that he's more consistent. He does it more. He does the right things more than Keller. I don't know what Street Vol was talking about here. I really don't. We also said in hour one that Saban and company did not blitz as much.
Oh, here, Street Vol followed up. He said, I guess I should have said my friends at the game. So I believe he is saying this in response to what his friend said at the game, that Killer Chris was better than JG.
Really?
I believe that is what.
Nice attempt. Nice attempt at a save, Street Vol. Oh, man. Chip Payne, can we address the Bama privilege that we keep seeing every game? Why do referees think it's appropriate to help the best team in college football win football games? I'm not saying that That's Tennessee's excuse, but I'm tired of seeing it. And Chip Payne, I 100% agree. It doesn't matter if the referees called a perfect game and a game that was right down the middle. Tennessee is still losing by 30-plus points. But if you're a Tennessee fan, you're sitting there, and you just watch what happened 2 weeks ago when Alabama played Missouri, and you had a Bama player throw a three-piece UFC combination on a Missouri player, not be ejected. Nick Saban and Greg Sankey sit down and meet as if Nick Saban is saying, you know what, Greg, I'll suspend him just so, you know, so it won't look bad. Instead of Greg Sankey going, no, this dude is suspended and making a commissioner move because you're the commissioner. What is there to meet about? What is there to meet about? He punched a kid multiple times in a football game. Why you meeting with Nick Saban? Suspend his butt or discipline his butt and move on. It's hard to sit there as a Tennessee fan and see what happened when Alabama played Missouri and then see Alante Taylor be kicked out of a game for something not even half as bad as that. Now, Alante, he has to be better. He's a young player. He's feisty. He's fiery. I love that about him. Here's a learning experience. Good thing it happened against Alabama and not a different game. You can't let yourself get to the point where you're swinging after the whistle. They're going to catch the second dude every time. So this is a learning experience for Alante. We love the fire. We love the passion. We love how you don't back down, but you got to be smarter. Still shouldn't have been kicked out. You look at some of the holding calls. You look at when JG was blasted. And you turn around and you look at the LSU-Mississippi State game. LSU linebackers call for targeting on the exact same type of hit that JG took.
One that I would very much argue was not nearly as bad as the shot that JG took. And the guy got called for targeting in the LSU game.
That has to be better. And I'm tired of seeing it.
So inconsistent.
I'm tired of seeing it.
Yeah.
Like, I can live with Alabama just being better. I can live with that. But the officiating that seems to favor Alabama, it is blatant. It is obvious. And it's really sad. If you are the SEC office, let's not make it this obvious. Really? Three-piece combination? You don't eject them right then. You don't suspend them. You sit down and meet with Saban. Saban gives you a self-imposed discipline, a penalty of what he's going to do instead of you being the commissioner and telling him how it's going to be.
I believe the exact quote was, "We'll do some things internally."
That's like you, Charlie. Breaking curfew growing up. You have a curfew of midnight. And you come home at 2:30 in the morning. And the next morning you go to your parents. You go, hey, you know what? You know, I broke curfew, but let me do this, Mom and Dad. You know, I'll discipline myself. How about 1 hour without the TV one day this week? How about that? And your mom and dad's like, okay, Charlie, we'll do that. Instead of your mom and dad going, you broke curfew, here's your punishment, and being a real, real, you know, leader in that circumstance, in that situation. You don't let Nick Saban dictate his own punishment. You dictate the punishment, Commissioner. That's the thing that's frustrating.
I mean,
and not just for Tennessee fans, but for all SEC fans other than Alabama fans.
Genuinely, is this an example of Saban wielding power? Because I'm very much of the opinion of a guy like Nick Saban has way, way more power than a football coach should have. And he wields it. Is this just even more of an extension of that? Now he's, you know, not just in over his own football team now. You know, he has that power. Now it's extending to the league where he's trying to throw around, hey, we got the best team here. Don't screw me.
He makes the league a lot of money.
He does. Makes a ton of money.
He makes the school a lot of money. He makes the league a lot of money. And he may get some perks and benefits. But they can't be this egregious. They can't
at least
this
try
bad.
To hide it a little bit.
I mean, come on now. You can't allow your player to punch opponents on the ground over and over and over and over and over and over again. Nothing happened. You can't allow that. So, yes, I saw that on Saturday. I'm sick and tired of it. I know a lot of other SEC football fans are sick and tired of it. And you can be a conspiracy theorist in the past about Alabama's favoritism. And, you know, people will say, no, you're wrong. And no, you're just saying that because you're not a Bama fan. But Saturday made it clear. I think the last 2 weeks really made it clear. What Alabama doesn't get called for and what happened on Saturday. It was clear. Cookville Vol says, how many big recruits showed up for the Bama game? I'm glad you mentioned that because you had a big-time offensive lineman, EJ Nadoma Ogar. Oh, I think I said that right. But he is an Oklahoma commit, 6'3 and a half, one of the top players in the country. He's a top 175th. He's a top 170 player in the country, and he is an offensive guard. He's from Allen, Texas. He goes to Allen High School, which is probably one of the most prestigious high schools in college football. They are the high school that has, I won't say, the $50 million
yep.
Football stadium. It's where Kyle Allen went to school. They win championships there. It's about winning championships at Allen, Texas. So he comes from that program, and he was very impressed with his visit. I think some fans think that these recruits look at who wins the game and they want to go to just the winner. Rarely. They're looking at an opportunity for them. They're looking at fits. They're looking at feel. How do I feel when I'm here? Do I emotionally feel at home? Do I see a fit for myself schematically? Do I see myself contributing early? Is this a family atmosphere? Can they do a lot for me after football? They're not making a decision on who wins the game, really? That would be silly. And so this young man had a good visit. Eric Gray, the 4-star all-purpose back from Memphis, Tennessee, who is currently committed to Michigan. He had a nice visit. Tennessee did a really good job with him, and they are sitting in a really good spot with Eric Gray. So the atmosphere, although it's not what we're used to, it's not what we would like ideally in a home game. We want the home game to be all orange and for Tennessee to win. And, yeah, that's perfect. But I thought Tennessee staff made some ground with several recruits who were here on campus and put themselves in a position to bring in a top 12 or top 10 class this year. I think that is on the table for Tennessee.
Absolutely.
865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. We're live at Beatty Chevrolet, the new Equinox crossovers, $6,500 off. Traverse 2018 loaded is $39,950. 2018 Chevy Cruze, $13,995. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles in inventory starting at only $59,95. Over 200 cars you can choose from that have been owned previously that are at a great price at $59,995. So come on out, take your pick, and know that Beatty Chevrolet will take care of you with their warranty for life promise to you. 865-255-03. Be right back.
For what is coming up on the Swain event.
There is a 30% chance of showers today, mostly cloudy, with a high of 77 and a low of 56. A 40% chance of rain tomorrow, cloudy, with a high of 66 and a low of 48. Wednesday looks to be mostly sunny, with a high in the mid. Here on the Swain event is brought to you by Be Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, Be Dry can help. BeDry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give BeDry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, BeDry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. BeDry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call BeDry. Reach out to BeDry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call BeDry.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offer something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Dan Mullen posing awkwardly with recruits.
For what?
Gators working out wearing costumes.
For what?
Vanderbilt making a sorority-style video.
For what?
Aaron Murray and David Pollock opening their mouths.
For what?
I'm going to let you guys go first with your for what's, because I'm going to need some time on this one, man. I'm going to need some time on this for what. I'm giving my for what to some of the national media that want to pretend like they have boots on the ground here in Knoxville talking about Tennessee football, and we got to get some things straight. But I need some time to do that. I'm going to let you go first, Charlie and Ben. And we have for what here? Ben, Charlie, what do y'all have today?
I'm going to Perryopolis, Pennsylvania, a place I did not know exist. I've never heard of this place. But a man is facing charges for allegedly burning down his own home on Saturday.
Trying to get some insurance money, huh?
It sounds that way initially, but when you read it, it seems like he may have just been in a complete drunken stupor.
Oh, boy.
And burned down his own home. According to police, they arrived at a scene where a mobile home was fully engulfed in flames, and they noticed a man was walking around with a cooler and yelling, "That's my house!" Several cans of beer were in the cooler, and the man was said to be walking with a, quote, unsteady gait. The man was later identified as 32-year-old Pike Stillwagon. That's the real name in a police report. Officers noticed a strong smell of kerosene on his clothing. When asked if he set the fire, he said, "I did not set the fire. My electrical
and that's
box,
the truth.
My electrical box was sparking, and I fell on a helmet." Stillwagon was detained while officers spoke with neighbors. His neighbors then just totally sold him down the river. It said Megan Kraft is his neighbor who said that she watched him grab a gas can, pour the contents on his car, and light the vehicle on fire. And then multiple neighbors said they heard him shouting, busting windows, and pouring something from a can onto his car. And then he was stumbling around, allegedly drunk, and complaining about his house burning down. He was then arrested, charged with arson and reckless endangerment of other people, and also disorderly conduct. So that man had a day. He lost his car, he lost his house, and he has arson, reckless endangerment charges, and disorderly conduct charges. Good stuff for Pike Stillwagon.
I wish I was as good as Ben McKee is now. During my days playing at Tennessee, my days as a man over 18 years old, but I've had my days as a 21-year-old with alcohol. On my drunkest day, I did not get to this point. How do you get to that point? Were you so drunk, you're burning down your own house and you're burning your own car.
And then lying about it.
Like, the worst thing I would do is just fall asleep. Like, that's the worst that's happened to me is I get so drunk, I fell asleep. How do you do this? Makes no sense. Ben, what you got?
I have two for whats. I'm only going to talk about one because my first for what is Butch Jones, who is a walking for what, but we spent plenty of time on him. My second one goes to Gus Malzahn. Auburn had a big win over Ole Miss over the weekend, but apparently – Auburn's coaches told freshman running back Asia Martin they intended to redshirt him after the Tennessee game. Asia had to tell them he had already played in 5 games.
Oh.
So you're telling a young man that you're going to redshirt him his freshman season, but he had already played in 5 games?
Wow.
Come on now,
oh my
Gus.
Gosh, man.
You're begging for that $32 million buyout, aren't you?
Man, he just wanted it. Go ahead and fire me. Please fire me. Wow.
That's bad.
Wow. All right, so my for what goes to Matt Fortuna, who is a national college football reporter for The Athletic. I repeat, national college football reporter. So yesterday, I think this tweet came out from him, and he quote tweeted a tweet from CBS Sports where sideline reporter talked to Jerome Pruitt after halftime, and CBS put out Pruitt's comments. Quote, "I promise you I will recruit 25 other guys that will play the right way so that way we don't play in another game like this." This is what Pruitt said after halftime. This is also exactly what Pruitt told his team in the locker room at halftime. This is also something that Pruitt has told his team all year long. This is something that he's told his team during the spring. This is something that I was told, and we were told, as football players at Tennessee, one that won't do it is no better than one that can't do it, and we'll go find players who will do it the right way. We will find players to do it the way we teach them to do it. That is pretty universal. If you don't do it, I'll find somebody else that can. I'm sorry. Matt Fortuna saw this differently. He says, "Just seeing this now, but I am so tired of this crap from first-year coaches. We get it. Tennessee was bad last year. That's why they made a coaching change. Guess what? You're making $4 million a year now to fix it, not to consistently remind us all about what you walked into." Huh?
What?
What? Huh? And I'm a big Tim Brando fan. But here's Tim Brando. "The spoils of power and control through the notion that with the new decimal point on your check, you're smarter than you once were. It's consistent with a narrative that scares me a little in college football. Give me originals, not watered down
derivatives
of dominant head coaches. That's my view. Thank you, Charlie. Master's degree.
Gotcha.
What are you guys talking about? Pruitt told this football team from the beginning, all I want from you is all that you got. I want you to play hard. Do your job. Do the right things on and off the football field the right way. That's all I ask. Don't look at the scoreboard. It's a right way to play. It's a wrong way to play. That's all he's ever asked from his team. And he reminded them at halftime, and he just let the world know what he's been saying all year long. And these two dudes, national media guys, think that Jerome Pruitt is making excuses that it's not his team. If you follow this football team this year, haven't really heard of Jerome Pruitt doing any of that, making excuses about a roster that he didn't inherit.
Well, Fortuna,
he's pretty honest to say, hey, he needs better players.
Fortuna is saying that he thinks Jeremy Pruitt is somehow through this complaining about the situation he was given, that he is somehow talking about like, oh, well, this, you know, he's telling his roster that his roster is bad. To me, that's not the case. I mean, he knows that. That's everybody knows that. He's saying, I want this play out of you guys, but if I don't get it, I'll go get somebody else.
That's all he's saying.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all he's saying. That's all he's saying. I mean, I'm not a journalist. I'm not the smartest dude in the room. Hell, I need Charlie to help me on a word. I'm not a national beat writer for a big time company. You can't look at that quote. You can't look at that video and tell that, huh? He's making excuses for not having his own players. That's not what he did, and that's not what he's been doing. And that is why national media, y'all gotta get y'all stuff together, because a lot of people read what y'all say and listen to you guys, and you just making comments that you don't really know much about. That's why they get it for what today. Hour three coming up. We start hour three with our guy, Buck Nasty, who's waiting on the Beat Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Stay with us.